bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Well, twiddle my ball hairs and call me Bethany if it isn't the Gamer Show.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Gamer Show. We were absent 2 weeks ago because Sam broke his car.
Yeah. Both his cars.
Both his cars. And then his mother-in-law's
no.
car.
Or mother no, we only have one car. Yeah, right. It was our car and hers.
Mm. Nice.
Was it both Amy?
Yeah, of course it was.
What did she do? Just make up her own gears?
The exhaust fell off our the exhaust just fell off our car, which was fun. And to be fair, she didn't do anything to her mum's. There was just rust on the start motor connection.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's why we weren't
story.
Here. That's why we weren't here 2 weeks ago, because Sam had absolutely no way to get here, and frankly, me and Chis couldn't be bothered to go and get him.
Well, to be fair, it is like a 45-minute journey now.
Yeah, yeah. So, apologies for that. But we're back, and we have some news and stuff. Also, at the top of the show, I just want to mention that we are changing how much we're bleeping. And I only mention this purely because if anybody is offended by the stuff we're no longer bleeping, to make us aware, and we will discuss it. But I'd appreciate it.
Titties.
The main reason is we've been listening to a few of the shows recently, and we realised that a few of the jokes and the gags weren't really landing very well when we were bleeping them too much.
I don't know. They're half an hour section of content just removed in a bleep. It's pretty pointless.
So we're going to reduce the amount of bleeping. If we offend you, or if you actually like it, please let us know. If you don't really make too much of a difference, then that's fine. We're still going to bleep all the major ones. But
kind of grade yourself on how much you like it. If you like it, that's fine. But if it's getting you moist and you're having to mop up after yourself, I don't want to hear it. It's creepy.
Okay, so we're just going to push straight on into the news. So we'll start off with some Xbox One stuff. So apparently Kotaku have reported that the most recent version of the Xbox One SDK is suffering from numerous bugs. The story features comments from several unnamed developers working with the console. So did you guys read the Kotaku article? Or anything like
vaguely.
That. Yeah, so essentially it's just saying there's lots of bugs and everybody's really upset. And
it's not out yet, so shut your friggin' trap.
Of course there's going to be bugs at this stage. There's bugs with every piece of software before it comes
out. There's bugs with most stuff when it bloody comes out.
I know.
And the fact that you'll need to go online with your Xbox to set up, I'm sure it'll probably update a working version of the OS.
Of course it will.
Hopefully working. And even then, it'll still have a few issues, but as long as it plays games and
as long as it's not like the
stuff.
As long as it's not like the Wii U, though, because when you plugged in the Wii U the first time, it took like four... To be fair, that was my broadband speed, but still, 4 hours to update. I sat down with my daughter, and the two of us were really excited. We unboxed the Wii U, we switched it on, sighed deeply, and put a movie on. Yeah. That was pretty much our first experience with the Wii U, so let's hope it's not like that again.
Sounds like your first dates with Kirsty. She sighed deeply and then just watched a film instead.
And then just gave in for the rest of her life.
Xbox Director of Product Planning, Albert Panello? Dismissed.
You do that about every name, even if it's Smith. You always struggle. Smooth.
It could be
Smith.
So apparently, he has dismissed all the rumours as dire and dramatic. In a quote, "There is nothing going on behind the scenes nearly as interesting as everyone would like to believe. We are a month away from launch, and people are working hard to finalise the last of the bugs. There's still a lot of things left to do. We are crunching, and I'm sure Sony's crunching too." And then Larry Herb. Who gave his name to show Lem late last year, and Phil Spencer also denied the claims on Twitter. So this is a bit of a non-story, isn't it? We shouldn't really have opened the show with this one.
No, it's just more. I don't know.
So nothing's really happening. Something that they haven't released yet has got problems, but they intend to have them finished.
Yeah. That's the crux of it. Yes.
Yeah.
You heard it first on the Gamer Show. We are at the cutting edge. Of the blunt knife of news. Of the rusty spoon.
A lot of it is just fanboys trying to judge consoles they don't like before they're even out.
Yeah, I think
so. And bashing each other as they usually do. And articles at this point doesn't help.
So we'll move on. Call of Duty Ghosts apparently is 720p upped to 1080 on the Xbox console, but it's native 1080 on the PS4. Apparently, this was confirmed by the Infinity Ward boss, Mark Rubin.
Golly gosh.
Yeah, apparently Battlefield 4 is similar as well. So,
it's 720p on Xbox One and 900p on the PS4 for Battlefield 4.
For Battlefield, but it's 1080 on for Call of Duty. For
Call of Duty, yeah.
I don't.
Current gen, which is supposed to have the better graphics, like stat wise?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean for PS3 or
PS3
Xbox?
And Xbox?
On the kind of different, like, you'd think a lot of folk argue that the PS3 is more powerful, but for RAM, the Xbox 360 is better, but it's a bit easier to develop for.
Because I've seen games on the PS3 and then played them on the Xbox 360, and I'm thinking Fallout 3, for example, where Fallout 3 on the Xbox 360, while still being shoddy in comparison to PC, is light years ahead of PlayStation.
When the PS3 first came out, the multi-platform games were definitely better on the 360. As times went on, as people have got the hang of the hardware, they're a lot more even now. And I think for Grand Theft Auto 5, I think a lot of websites, when they compared it, said the PS3 was actually slightly better than the 360, so it has caught up and overtaken in some games. And I think it's just more the same here for Xbox One. Going by rumours, the PS4 is easier to develop for, and their tools are more set up and ready to go, where Xbox One, the tools that the developers got, they got them later.
Also, so, it's not supposed to be an issue this time, is it? Because they're using more generic kind of stuff.
It's Sony have learned their lessons from the PlayStation 3. Yeah. They made it far too hard to develop for, and they've made it much, much easier. And I think it just kind of shows that the PS4 games and the hardware is probably more further along than what the Xbox One is, but that'll change in time, and they'll catch up. Even on paper, the PS4 is the more powerful powerful console. But the games, I think, especially its multiplayer games, will end up just looking much the same.
Who ends up being more slick rather than the actual power in the machine? The power in the machine helps certainly, but
But it's not a massive deal. Like, I say, like obviously the fanboys are going absolutely crazy, and it's made the internet depressing reading just how pathetic some of the comments have been. But at the end of the day, I think that I'm sure the Xbox One version is fine. It is disappointing to hear that they're not on the same standard, but all the folks saying the Xbox One isn't able to run games at 1080p is just ridiculous. It's up to the developers and how what tools they've got and how far along the process they are. I'm sure if they released Call of Duty next year, it would be 1080p on the Xbox One.
Yep.
It's just at this point in time for launch, it isn't.
Yeah.
And in the future, it'll change. It's like as time goes by, the Xbox One games will get better, and as will the PlayStation 4 games as well.
Yep. So Mark Rubin has also been quoted saying that Call of Duty players aren't hardcore gamers. This is apparently as they don't play any titles that aren't affiliated with the series. And he's quoted to say, regardless of the platform, people's gaming habits aren't going to change just because there's a new platform. He said, we have enormous amounts of players who are more casual space, but they play a lot. So I guess this is just kind of saying that is the new hardware actually going to make too much of an impact on the hardcore gamers?
Yeah.
And are people going to jump away and buy the new hardware because they can get the same Call of Duty game on the Xbox?
Yeah.
We were discussing this before the show, and we were all saying that we all know at least kind of a couple of people straight off the top of our heads that just play Call of Duty and maybe FIFA.
Yeah,
and that's all they do.
Only games they buy every year.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah. It's your choice. It's what they're into.
I like to equate it to Chiz's taste of porn. Like, Chiz, there's a whole world of porn out there, but no, he's only interested in the giraffes being fisted by badgers, and that's his thing. And, you know, it's the same for these guys.
Why would they go back after that?
Yeah, they've found their niche, and they're sticking it. You know, I can't blame them for that. It's a bit twisted, it's a bit kinky,
I have to wear disguise to get in Brazil these days, it's not an issue.
And bring your own badger. Because the honey badger was too much for you.
A PlayStation 4 apparently will not support CDs, MP3s, or PC media streaming. Apparently, if you want to do any of that kind of nonsense, you need to use Sony's Music Unlimited streaming service.
or your stereo or your iPod or phone or whatever.
I do find it a bit weird it doesn't play CDs. Not that I've actually quite ever played a CD on my 360 and PS3. The only thing I do use my Xbox 360 and my PS3 for is streaming media from my PC. Uh-huh. So that feature I would probably miss a bit because it is quite handy just to stream it straight to my surround sound and my big TV that way. But
yeah.
Although these days I do have my PC plugged straight into my TV now. So, but yeah, I do find it a bit odd that it's all those features are missing.
Yeah, I mean, Sony have come back and said the president of Sony Worldwide Studios, Sushil Yoshida.
Yep. At least you're consistent with these names.
Thanks for the feedback to the lack of MP3 and DLNA. DLNA is the media streaming service. Support at the launch of the PlayStation 4. I'll share it with the PS4 dev team for future consideration. So, I mean, it's a nice thing. You know, it kind of does sort of sound like, yeah, calm down, kids.
It sounds a bit like he's saying, yeah, I'll think about it, but I might be washing my hair that night.
Yeah, so that's fun.
I'm assuming for the streaming stuff, because the Xbox One is like, as I say, an all-in-one entertainment system that they're going for, that the streaming, the media streaming, it will still be doing that on the Xbox One.
I think it would be a big deal if they pulled that out. Okay.
So at least I can use that for it.
Apparently, Simply Games, so Chiz, you're quite a big fan of Simply Games. You've said it on the show a few times.
Yeah, they've never let me down, and saying stuff earlier, but as and basically a couple of days after one of our last podcasts, they had this story if you want to...
So basically, if you've ordered a PlayStation 4 from Simply Games, you would have received an email. Now, to be fair, this story is probably the best part of a month old, because we actually lined it up for it to talk about 2 weeks ago, but I think it's still worth talking about. And I don't think there's been any movement on the story since a couple of weeks ago. So.
I've not heard much lately at all, unless it's immediate, it's all been resolved better, but the media's like, yeah, it's boring now, don't we report that?
Well, I couldn't find any update or anything like that. Yeah. I did quite a bit of looking last night to see if I could see anything. And the latest one I've got is from Eurogamer, but I'll explain the story. So basically, if you've ordered a PlayStation 4 from Simply Games, so you pre-ordered it potentially months ago, you would have received an email late August.
Just a standard console worth £350. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, £350. It's a good point, yeah. At the late September, I think it was, mid to late September, you'd received an email saying that you now need to pay £415 to £470 in order to stay in the queue.
They force you to get a bundle, basically.
Yeah. So it's basically, instead of just kind of saying you could get this bundle if you paid this extra, they're saying that you have to take these bundle prices. So the original £350 you were quoted is no longer applicable. Apparently, Neil Muspratt?
Every single name!
I did that one on purpose.
Did you?
told CVG that his pre-order ransom would remain in place. Pre-order ransom was a quote from CVG. That's not the opinions of the British Tech Network or the Gamer Show.
Might be mine, though.
quote from Neil Muspratt. It's just commentators who have stirred it up. And apparently another one of their excuses is that they haven't received as many consoles on release, or they're expecting to not receive as many consoles from Sony as they were originally.
Fine. Why not just say that instead of, no, you can't have it unless you pay extra money?
Yeah. I mean, that's a recent update, so that was kind of like the 10th of October, update.
Them not receiving as many, they did that with Rome Total War 2 and Bead. Because, the day of release...
They blamed who they were getting the supply from.
On the day of release, not the day before... Not the week before, the day of release, they just turned around and went, actually, we haven't got it. You can't have it.
Yeah.
You can have it on Steam if you want, but you don't get any of your extras.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not good enough.
No, it's shoddy. Not. I mean, that update that said that they thought they've not received as many consoles as they originally thought, was after this whole thing kind of blew up. And they're now offering customers who originally wanted the solo console a cheaper bundle, which includes Killzone, Shadowfall, or Watch Dogs. Interestingly, Watch Dogs, which we'll talk about
later,
is delayed.
Why does it have to be a bundle at all?
Well, I'm assuming... It doesn't
what
say.
What if we wrote a letter to them saying, unfortunately, I don't have quite as much cash as I would have liked. My provider let me down. would you mind awfully taking less money?
Yeah, for the same bundle. Or could you just crack the bundle open, take the game out, stick it on eBay, and I'll take the bundle. Yeah. And you can recoup the costs from eBay.
Cheers, bye.
Yeah. But that original bundle was not available.
Somebody quoted Trade, or like, it was CVG got in touch with somebody at Trade and Standards, and they said what Simply Games were doing wasn't legal anyway.
Yeah. So there's a quote from Trading Standards to say that they were profiteering and illegal was what they were trying to do. So that was a quote. I think I found that on Eurogamer as well.
Yeah. Give them a frigging slap then.
Yeah. So after I picked them up, they would go and make me look like a git. Thank you very much, Simply Games.
moving on.
It's like I said, they've not let me down before, and they've been pretty good for price games and send me early, but that whole debacle does make me question using them again, because it's just kind of like, I don't want to support a company that, acts like that.
You just don't use those tactics.
No.
So on to the plethora. Well, there's only three, actually, but the three delays that we're a bit gutted about. One we're gutted about. I'm not too fussed about the other two, to be honest. But PS4's Drive Club has apparently been delayed to 2014. It was supposed to be a launch title.
I know, that's the biggie.
Yeah.
But, like, it's actually, well, it's went from one, like, compared to the launch, it was PlayStation 4 sort of main launch games just for the PlayStation 4 was already lacking behind what the Xbox One have, and now they've lost one, so they've only really got Killzone now.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the
which Killzone, it doesn't look like it's going to be anything more than a prettier but quite generic shooter.
The previews have been pretty positive about it. I'm going to wait for reviews, but as I said, I enjoyed it was Killzone 2, but it didn't really do
I got bored.
The whole world of it and the story wasn't too interesting, but I thought graphically and gameplay, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed what I played of multiplayer, but I never got around to playing it was Killzone 3. But I'll keep an eye on it, and if it turns out to be an awesome game, then I'll consider picking up a PlayStation 4 more soon than I was considering.
Watch Dogs apparently has been delayed to spring 2014, and delays were necessary to ensure Watch Dogs meets the ambition of the developers.
That's just because that was one game I was really interested in for as a launch title.
We've not talked about Watch Dogs in the show before, have we?
Not really. No.
No, I don't think we have.
No. No. Is this okay? No. I see what you're doing.
And finally, the one that we're all a little bit gutted about, and also there's a new trailer.
I'm really hacked off. I'm watched the trailer, actually. I was going to, and then I threw a little tantrum.
Yeah, it's 7 minutes of in-game footage, and it just looks fantastic.
Should we mention what the game is?
It is...
South Park.
Stick of Truth.
I was going to say, Steve Jobs looks for his prolapse bag.
It's the Stick of Truth, South Park, the Stick of Truth. Apparently, it's been delayed again, this time to March the 4th. Apparently, the reason that Ubisoft are given for this is for when they acquired the game that was currently in development from THQ, they assumed it was almost done and that it would be easy to get it to market. You would assume at some point in some kind of due diligence when you're buying a company, you might look into these kind of things, but apparently they've looked under the hood of the Stick of Truth and discovered that it's not quite as far on as they originally expected. They're basically referring to that they're going to have to do a major overhaul to get to where it needs to be. And the South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker have also had a comment. We always wanted the game to feel like you're actually in an episode of South Park. Getting the game up to the crappy standards of the show has been a real challenge, and we're excited to say that it's taken way longer than we thought it would. So,
well, they went up on, was it E3? They went up on stage and just said it'll be ready when it's ready.
Yeah.
And that's fair enough. What annoyed me was that they put the date up.
Yeah.
And then, how long has it been? Like a month or less than a month?
I think we reported on the last show that it had been pushed back. And then this is us reporting again that it's been pushed back again.
Well, its original release date was March of this year, so it's a whole year. It's been delayed, but it's been delayed from March to, I think it was December, and that's the day it's been delayed. When they went, coming out December, I think it was, or end of November.
Mm. No, it was 4th of December.
I was like, yeah.
It's burned into my mind.
And then, yeah. But okay, if it means it's more polished, then...
I'm fine with the reasons for doing it. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And I
hope my 360 or PS3 still sit up at that point.
Yeah.
Well, is it because it'll not be coming out next gen, of course?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what it's doing.
Unless it's delayed to go multi-platform.
I've got it on PC.
Yeah.
I've got it pre-ordered on PC. I've had it pre-ordered since last year sometime.
I'll probably do that as well, because it will be cheaper on PC.
But
it's not, and it's not multiplayer either. Well, if we're booking a PC, I could actually play it with you.
I would urge more developers to do the same thing. Just don't say 1 month. Oh yeah, it's going to be ready in December, and then snatch it away again. When you announce a date, just be sure that it's going to happen.
Like in the games industry, we're kind of used to this by now.
I know, but...
And they're always trying to get out before Christmas. Don't. That would have been a good Christmas
I don't
title.
Give a damn about Christmas.
Well, I was going to say you're not the target demographic, but you probably are, actually.
I am.
Well,
miserable shit.
One rumour that's going around for Watch Dogs was it is actually ready, but they've delayed it because it would impact the sales of Assassin's Creed. It's already out on the current gen, they released that on the launch. Because basically they'd be competing against each other, and most folk would be buying just the one game at launch and whatnot, because they're already forking out a lot for the console. So they reckon what they're doing is they'll delay it till next year, so it's got its own market and folk will go out and buy it. It makes sense, but it's still annoying because I'm more interested in Watch Dogs than Assassin's Creed. So it's swap them.
Yeah, yeah. And so apparently, Sega's Total War Studio Creative Assembly is working on a new Alien game, Alien Isolation, if current trademarks are to be believed. It's a first-person shooter. It's a mix of stealth and horror that's inspired by games like Dishonored and Bioshock. It's planned for next-gen and current consoles and released in 2014. Sounds quite interesting.
We mentioned this a while back, so there was a screenshot of a test sort of dummy.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
And it's Creative Assembly, which makes a Total War games, isn't it?
Yeah.
So have they ever made a game like a first-person shooter before, are you aware of?
Yes. Yes, they have, but I can't remember who... I can check.
Leave you on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, it's Amanda Ripley the story focuses around, which is the daughter of Ellen Ripley from the Alien movies, mainly based on a space station, and there's only one alien, apparently, for the majority of the game.
Which might make or break it.
Predator, then, really, isn't it? I know he's not going to have all the technology and stuff like that, but the scary thing about aliens is the swarm, and I'm not sure how they're going to create
it. It was the first Alien film was more of a horror film rather than... It's all about the tense, while Aliens was more of hash-bash and all the action. Yeah. Still a great film. So it's obviously rather than going down the action route, it's going to be more suspenseful and horror, I think, which is good. But it's in gaming, it's quite a hard thing to do, and not many games have managed to pull that off.
Yeah. So you're also going to battle clones and soldiers as well as a xenomorph.
With sort of optimism, it's about time we've got a good Aliens game.
Yeah, we were really excited about Colonial Marines. And it
turned out crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, just didn't really work.
And the last Predator was a bit disappointing as well.
Do you remember the old Predator on the PC from the late 90s? Yeah, that was an awesome game. It was Aliens versus Predator, actually, wasn't it?
Made by Rebellion.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And finally, for this segment, we'll just have a little moment silence. Well, we won't, but we're just going to comment on it. The Wii went out of production in October. The Nintendo's official website at the beginning of October said manufacturing is scheduled to end soon. And on the 21st of October, somebody noted that manufacturing has ended.
Going by the Wii U sales, it might be out of production next year.
Well, yeah. apparently, it sold 100.4 million units worldwide. It was a great little console. I think it kind of moved a lot of families who maybe were resisting buying an Xbox to
hit a market.
Pick it up. It did.
Definitely had its market and did very, very well. And
shame it was gash.
Yeah, but it's
it wasn't though. It was a good machine. For what it was trying to do.
And
it was.
The market. I think what's totally let them down is the market of the Wii U. They should have called it someone else, because I think the problem it's been with the Wii U is it's aimed for the same market and obviously everyone as well. But the reason why it's not sold as well, because I think a lot of people who bought the Wii or not really into consoles, kind of bought for the family, didn't realise it was a new console. Because it had the same name. If they called it something new, folk
even the
up.
Wii 2.
Not just got rid of the name Wii. The Wii's a stupid name anyway. they tried to sell it on the success of the Wii by keeping the name. But it backfired when folk went, oh, well, it's a new console. All right, I thought it was just an add-on.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, there you go. So that's the Wii.
I wonder, so they should probably rebrand it and just rename it.
Mm. So, moving on. Sam, have you found, before we leave the news section, have you discovered the...
I thought I had, but actually, no, it appears they haven't ever done anything else.
They've only done RTS?
I remember them doing something else. Doesn't matter. Crack on.
Okay, dokie. Sam, what is your preview this week?
I can't remember what I put. You put
Cyberpunk. We do this every week.
Cyberpunk 2077. Do you even remember what
no.
that game is?
Honestly, I don't.
It's from the developers of The Witcher.
Oh, yeah, no, I do. yeah, there's like... Oh, God. Screw it. yeah, there's like... it's a bit... It looks a little bit like... oh, crap.
Deus Ex, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. in that, there's like robots going around and some of them don't actually seem to know that they're robots. And
right.
Yeah. It just looked...
So is it like a first-person shooter? Or?
Not entirely sure, because they've not actually shown any screenshots of speed. They've just kind of talked about it and shown
it could,
artwork.
It's either going to be an FPS or it's going to be an RPG.
Right.
And I'm not entirely sure.
It's an RPG. I think it'd be along the same lines as The Witcher and the Deus... I think it'd be a mix of Deus Ex and The Witcher, I think.
I have just never got into The Witcher.
No.
No, neither
have I. I've really wanted to. You've never tried it, have you?
No. So I've never gone into it. It's still
right.
The same.
So, shut the sorry, Paul. Yeah. Swore there. That'll teach you. yeah, so, I don't know. It's quite an interesting concept. If they do it right, then it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Should be quite, generally entertaining.
I really enjoyed The Witcher 2, so I've got high hopes for it.
Cool.
But it never, as you said, it never hit the mark with you at all, did it?
No, I didn't mind it. It just, I didn't find it.
Just didn't pull you in.
No, it didn't. And do you know what? They're trying a little bit too hard to be adult as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, we've got boobies. Look at the boobies here. Have a card. You shagged this woman. There you go. Boobies.
Have a card.
That's in the first one. Each woman that you shagged, they gave you like a little playing card.
What whorehouses do you go
yeah.
to?
Yeah, like a fiery redhead if you shagged the fiery redhead and things
like
that.
It's like a whorehouse trading game, yeah.
Yeah.
My three boobed whore beats your tramp with no legs.
Yep.
Prostitute trumps.
Unless you're into that.
Yep. Well, if we ever develop a game, that's what we're doing.
Hooker, top trumps.
Yeah, it'd be like a mix of Pokemon where you have to catch them all, but they're STDs instead.
Cheers.
Okay.
Sorry, Sam, when's that coming out?
At a point when it comes out.
I don't think it's got a set release date, because I say they've not even showed off any screenshots or anything. Which is always kind of annoying. They shouldn't really bother announcing it until they've actually got something
no,
to show off.
No, they shouldn't really.
Especially when it's like years down the line. It says, yes, we've literally just written the title. Here's our game.
Nice.
I've got a concept. It's a game now.
Sorry, was it me now? A bit boring just because I'm looking forward to, because it's less than, when we're recording this, 2 weeks on Friday for Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be getting FIFA 14 with it, so I'm looking forward to that. For what I've seen of it, looks graphically fantastic.
Cool.
And actually, being a Liverpool fan, they've actually fixed Anfield. It now doesn't look like it's got a moat between the stadium, between the pitch and the fans anymore. Which always annoyed me. So
why did it have a moat?
I don't know. It's like the pitch was too small for the stadium for some weird reason. And their thing, like, there was a massive gap between the goals and the fans, but mm-hmm. Anfield, they're really close together.
Right.
And it always just used to annoy me. but from what the screenshots and stuff I've seen in the videos, they've fixed that. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to FIFA 14 and getting some next-gen gaming on that.
Cool. Okay.
Because FIFA's one of those games where a lot of people think it's just a casual game or whatnot, but... Yeah, just casual players do play it, but being a sports title, and folks slag off for coming out every year, but there's a new season every year, so it's kind of demanded anyway.
So is that just player updates mainly?
Player update, they do improve the game every year. Like, it's one of those games where you can, just by improving the AI and basically adding more and more its features without giving an overhaul, it does become better and better every year. So it's focused to say, it's the same game every year. Don't play FIFA. There's just folk who have never played it.
I've not played FIFA. I think the last FIFA game I owned was in the N64. I'm not into football at all, but and I quite enjoyed it. I used to quite enjoy kind of playing it. So I think I've by default just accidentally ended up with a copy of FIFA with my Xbox One. So I'm interested to see how it's moved on. Yeah. I imagine I'm going to be quite surprised in how it's moved on since the N64.
Yeah, quite a
bit. Not much. There's still a ball, and you're not allowed to kill people on the pitch.
Yes, indeed. I didn't even know this was coming out, and it was only because two weeks ago when I was
clearly
preparing
you do,
for the last
you've
show.
It on the list.
Well, 2 weeks before I was preparing for the last show, I had a look on VGReleases.com, which is normally where I go for to find out games when I'm struggling for a preview title.
That's every week for me.
And I came across this, and I'm really excited about this. It's Command & Conquer Online, and it appears to be an online multiplayer version of Command & Conquer. I used to love the
is
old Command &
Conquer. Is it free to play?
Yes, it is free to play. I've made a note on my notes here that says free to play, so I'm assuming it's free to play.
Except of microtransactions.
I would imagine it'll be something like that. So it's currently available for beta access.
By the instant win button.
Sorry?
By the instant win button.
The instant win button?
That's in for microtransactions.
Oh,
it
right.
Really
I see
have that.
Sorry,
like, yeah.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Sorry.
£50 win every game.
yeah, like the Candy Crush thing.
That's all that's got.
Yeah, you can skip levels and
candy
crushes.
I've heard of it and seen posting bullshit.
I refuse to go near it.
Yeah.
How do you get past level 70? It's not a game anymore if you're told. Just get it.
Anyone who posts it on Facebook gets unsubscribed by me.
And giraffes. And those bit ad things that... Sorry, we're going off on a tangent here, but the little comic strip things that folk have started posting.
Yeah.
I've discovered there's a way you can hide all them.
What are those?
You can make them and then they appear in your stream.
And so everyone's doing them now.
Yeah.
My favourite one was Steve's homemade one.
Yes, that was a fantastic one. Yeah, I'll check with Steve, but we'll put the link in the show notes.
Stick a screenshot of it.
Bit common thing. So anyway, I digress. So it looks really, really good. It was apparently got announced at E3 2013, but I completely missed it. But it's a complete reboot. Seems to be very, very similar to the old game, but with next-gen graphics and engine. It's using the Frostbite engine. Apparently there's multiplayer deathmatch, but you've also got co-op in it as well. I'm really looking forward to this. I loved Red Alert back in the day. Red Alert had a massive hole in it in that all you needed to do was defend your base while you build up a massive air force, bomb the crap out of
these games. Even Dawn of War was like that. Yeah. But still absolutely
hang on. Command & Conquer, you didn't even need to go into the other person's base. You just kept building your base defences out.
And then they just slot themselves on your defence.
and eventually just build your base defences into their base.
I used to just build up a massive, massive air force. One airstrike, maybe a couple, maybe come back for a refuel. But yeah, you're pretty much the person who could get the biggest air force up first won the game. But I'm really looking forward to this. I think this could actually be quite good. So
just hopefully it's a bit more balanced and whatnot.
Yes, and yes.
More strategic rather than massive army versus small army.
Yeah. Awesome. So what have you been playing this week, Sam?
Why am I going first all the time?
Sorry, Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
I want to hear from Sam first.
I've been playing with my balls.
Nice, nice.
I've shaved them and they're silky smooth.
Chiz, what have you been doing this week?
I've heard you're all bag.
I am
it's
mostly.
Like two peas in a bin like
right.
I
am okay, 90% okay. I know we're no cutting or bleeping, but come
on. Tied around his thigh right now.
I've mostly been playing...
Well, no, we can talk about that because so this afternoon I really, really struggled. Chiz is hitting his head off the
I have played something else though.
Yeah.
I'm on, I think, what did I say? Was it 160 hours?
Something like that. I've logged 90 hours on Rome Total War 2. Genuinely, if you
just
check my
sitting,
Steam.
Leaving
I,
it
the
running.
Problem I had was that
what?
I've lodged 90 hours in Rome Total War, but I didn't actually get to work until this
you
morning.
Just left it on the start screen.
Well, because
away.
I was just leaving it on the off chance an error would finally come up to give me a clue as to what the problem was. I can't remember. Did I mention this in the last show? I think I maybe did. But I was having. Seems to be quite a common thing whereby as soon as you open up Rome Total War, you go to that red Sega Creative Assembly logo, and it just stayed there for ages. And so I left it there just to see if an error would come up. And finally, this morning, I managed to get round it, which meant that Sam came over before the show and we did a joint campaign. Or we only got a couple hours into a joint campaign, anyway. It was really good. Setup was unbelievably easy. We tried a few years ago, was it original Total War? Or was it Shogun
we've
or something
tried
like that?
We've tried umpteen different things. The main thing that we ever successfully got running was Dawn of War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we kept going back to that because it was just so easy to get it running.
But this worked
and you
so
needed
well.
One copy of the game as well, because like once you install, no, but it wasn't illegal because that was their whole point. As long as somebody had the disc in and you're on a LAN, you could all play it.
Mm. Yeah, right. I remember us doing that, but I just assumed we were doing something dodgy.
No, it was official copy of the game and everything.
Right. Okay. It was It was a very, very, very easy to set up. But the best part... Sorry, I'm stealing your
no, bit here. No, it's fine. I was going to talk about something else anyway.
All right, okay. Well, okay, I'll talk about this because I had an iOS game, which I'll mention, but we'll just skip over that. But so one of the best things I loved about it was... what I was thinking was when we were doing the joint campaign is that if one of us chose to go into a battle, because we were obviously running different factions... one of us going into a battle, the other one would just have to kind of sit and watch, which would be a bit dull, but you can actually gift troops to that other person, so you can actually go into the battle together.
It's a really clever way of doing
it. It's really, really good. I mean, Sam thought he would just give me two of his armies, because Sam, being a seasoned pro in the Total War games, gave me two of his mercenary armies, and I kicked ass.
Quite a tough battle. And gave Paul the shoddiest troops I had. And also they were mercenary, so I wasn't bothered if they died or not. Yeah.
And I managed to... One of the mercenary armies killed more than any of the factions.
You killed all of those mobs.
Yes.
Peasant revolt mob.
So it was just farmers ploughing the fields.
It's irrelevant. They had shields and knives.
Mercenaries just charged in from the forest and slaughtered them.
Yeah.
They were
basically...
Even the pigs didn't escape.
That's why I gave them the mercenaries. Yeah. That's what you expect.
The fact that they lined up was evidence enough for me that I could kill them. The fact that they were lined up holding brooms and stuff was irrelevant.
They were having a party. It was a street party.
I took them out.
Right.
Killed 176 of them with my horse
something
platoon.
Like that, yeah.
That's what it is. It's a well-known fact. Paul just goes mental as soon as he hears a loot.
So true. So true. At this point now, I would say it's pretty much working fine as a game. I actually think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I was really impressed with it. I mean, I've only played it for two hours
this
afternoon. But that's more than I play most of the games that I review. So
it's absolutely stunning. And it generally works so well. There's still people moaning that it takes too long to go through the turn
it
sequence.
Does. Some of those factions, it seems to slow down in them for some reason.
Well, it's just been polite. It's giving you time to go make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And that's what we were doing.
There's that amount of factions. If you don't like it, don't play it.
But you even commented, agreed with that point, but you commented today that there was one particular faction that for some reason his turn slowed down.
Yeah, it was. Nova Carthage was going a bit weird. Which was...
That sounded made up.
No, Nova Carthage. New Carthage.
Nova? Yeah. It was Space Carthage.
No.
We're Nova Carthage. We have in space and we have metal pants.
Well, they're a really shoddy faction.
No, that's it. They just have metal pants.
The metal pants. Yeah. Just take them off and throw them.
They just dry hump people to death.
Okay.
Sam, so have you got another game to talk about?
Yeah, I was going to have, just very briefly, I've been playing Sir, You Are Being Hunted, which I am not good at all, and keep getting shot by the robot.
That's because you seem to be attracted by the robots in the blimps, and you wake up a closer look.
I do. I just want to explore. I was trying to, I had it on for a couple of minutes before, and then the robot started shooting me, so I had to get out of it. But I was going to take the boys on a quick trip down to the seaside, because to discourage you from going near the water, as soon as you go down close-ish to the water, this huge tentacled beast just pops up and waves around. And you're like, oh, okay, so that's a bad idea. I'll turn around and walk back again.
And I was quite impressed with the doorless church.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a bit annoyed about the doorless church, but hey-ho. Generally, quite a fun game.
I call it off. And how much was that on Steam?
I think it was only about a fiver. Right. Really quite enjoyed it. It was on special when I got it. Mm. It's maybe a bit more now.
£8 or £10 or something.
Yeah.
It looked good. It looked like a very, very good...
It looks pretty polished for an indie game.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
It's got a good sense of humour.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm going to pour a couple of more hours into that, if I can tear myself away.
Cheers.
If I'm allowed, I'll talk about Formula 1 2013 this time. so far, I've completed a full season doing 50% races. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it. It's by far the best one yet, which you'd hope for being the latest one.
Yeah.
The things they've definitely improved upon are the sound effects are fantastic. Now, it sounds nearly exactly like as if you're watching it on TV. The past problems I've had with most racing games is the car sounds always sound a bit fake. Well, in this, they do sound absolutely spot on. The AI is much better. Actually, in the past games, it was too easy to jump them at the start because they're always more pretty. They're always kind of scared to take the first corner. They'll go wide. It was really easy to jump past them. You still can jump a few places, but nowhere near as many. The AI is much more aggressive. They'll defend their lines better and try to dive up past you more, which is what you want. Mm-hmm. So that's much better. The steering's much better as well. You can actually attack the curbs and stuff. The handling's been improved. But so, all in all, really, really enjoying it. And unlike the last game, no game-breaking bugs from launch. The game's pretty well set up.
Sweet.
So if you enjoy F1 or enjoy the past games, I recommend it. This is the best one yet.
Cool. So I'm just going to quickly mention Fairway Solitaire. It's an iOS game. It's a mixture of golf and solitaire that you would remember in your Windows PC. And it's actually quite good fun. It is solitaire, but it's kind of designed like every course, which is a game of solitaire, has a par. And that basically means that's the maximum amount of cards you can have left. And during the games, you find irons which go into your bag. So if you've got a 7 iron and you've got a 6 and an 8 card left, you can play your 7 iron and then you can play the 8 card on top of it. And it's a really nice little mix. It's got lots of in-app purchases because the game gets really, really hard as you go up. And you can do in-app purchases to buy these things called golf bucks, which then, at the end of the game, you can buy another 5 cards to go in your deck for 2,000 golf bucks. So there's a lot of in-app purchase. I've not spent a penny on the game. I got in a promo code a while ago, and I've been playing it for a while. It's actually a game of them works really well for the old Morning Motion, which it's just perfect amount of time for that kind of thing. And, work playing on the train or something like that. I think it's a great little game. I was sort of apprehensive at first, but... yeah, it's good. And it's got this kind of gopher going through it, the whole kind of Caddyshack thing from the film in the 80s. Yeah. There's a kind of gopher thing going through the game. It's got I play quite often muted, because my phone's generally muted. But on the couple of times I put the sound on, there's a commentator that's quite funny, but he has a sidekick commentator who's Scottish. But it's clearly been done by an American dev team, and it's a little patronising, to say the least.
It's a bit racist.
I'm not going to go so far as to say racist, but it's close. It's taken on all the stereotypes. And his name is McDivitt as well. So yeah. Anyway, I actually should have checked this. I think it's like $1.99 or something like that. But it's in the iOS store, and I would highly recommend it. It's a good little game. Okay, this podcast and all the others in the British Tech Network are brought to you by the awesome people at UK2. They provide all sorts of awesome stuff, DNS, domain names, all that kind of things. If you head on over to the British Tech Network site, click on the sponsors link and you will see all the voucher codes there. It's British Tech DNS to get some money off DNS and things like that. You click on the link there so that the UK2 know that we sent you and you didn't just get the voucher codes off of some kind of voucher code website. They are absolutely superb. I've been using, doing a lot with the UK2 yesterday, been really, really happy with the service again. I just moved a whole bunch of sites over that I've been meaning to do for months. I had absolutely no problem with them. Their whole cPanel interface is, that's not proprietary to UK2 to be fair, but it's a good interface and it works very, very slick and very, very smooth. I'm very, very happy with the service that they're providing me. So that's UK2. Please head on over to the sponsor page and click on the link. That would be awesome. So UK2, they support British Tech and we hope that you support them too. So our... We've still got a list of Bargain Basement. We should maybe call it just, I don't know, Indie Games or something. I don't know. Anyway.
It's probably still much the same, to be honest.
It probably is.
Mine was.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I will do mine first just to get out of the way. So I had Vampire Masquerade and I totally forgot until mid-morning this morning that I hadn't played it. So I did. I installed it and I played it.
So it worked.
Oh, no, it worked. I got it working.
He hasn't downloaded any of the patches.
No, I've not downloaded any of the patches, which is what
so
I'm getting to.
To supervise that shortly.
So the problem I hit was, got through the opening sequence, set up my vampire and all that kind of stuff. Got a little confused the opening sequence in that they came in, they staked the two vampires, and then they were alive in the very next scene, but it was later explained the reasoning for that. And then you meet this guy who sort of reminded me, just as an internal joke here, I apologize for listeners, but it kind of reminded me of Scott Willicks with a beard. The devil that you meet after.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was kind of talking to me, and then he told me what to do, and I went away and feeded in the guy, and I came back, and then he's like, yeah, just meet me upstairs. And then he just vanished, and there's like all this kind of noise going on of this battle. And I didn't know how to get out. I was just stuck in this back alley, and I was in there for 20 minutes, just couldn't work out how to get out. And eventually I went back around the corner, found the guy that I'd almost killed him, and then it seemed to reboot the help system. And the help message that should have come up when the guy left me came up to tell me what button I needed to push to get to my inventory. What button to push to do an action to open a door, then allowed me to open the door and get in the next thing. So I was stuck in that back corner. I was thinking, am I being really stupid here? It's the very, very first level. I was stuck there for 20 minutes. Anyway, I got in, and it seems quite a good game, actually.
And that's as far as you got?
No. It was a little bit past that. It was a good... I played it for probably about 10, 15 minutes following that. It wasn't that far, to be fair. But I didn't play the full hour that was agreed, but that was primarily because my daughter was screaming, so I went away to help Kirsty, and then Sam arrived, and I should have actually played the game 2 weeks ago, and then I wouldn't have these excuses.
Yep, we have had like a month since the last podcast.
Yeah, we have.
But I played it an hour before we started recording. But
I played my game.
I will play it. It drew me in enough for me to want to actually play it, so I'll probably put the patches on and stuff.
Excellent game.
It's a very good game. It's just a shame it was buggy as hell. We needed like a full year of bug testing before it launched.
Yeah, it did. If someone did a reboot of that, I'd be well chuffed.
Yeah.
Because graphics are pretty shoddy.
Yeah, they're pretty shoddy, but
awesome,
they were old
at the time.
Yeah. I mean, I forget what the name of the clan was that I went, but it's the guy with kind of like the spiky little hair and the kind of tinted glasses and stuff like that. But he has a nipple piercing in it, and so at the very beginning when he's kind of getting up from the bed.
Those are guys that look like
they kind of look like
Gollum. It was the nipple piercings that made me think that.
No, so when he gets up, there's no sign of any nipples, and he just has this ring lying on his chest. It's just
the same as me.
So I will try again. Drew me in enough. Sam. You had, what was it?
I had Escape Goat.
Yes. How was that?
It's a little weird platformer.
Mm-hmm.
You are a goat.
Yeah.
You are in prison. And you have to get out of the prison.
Crimes?
It doesn't really explain. I think it's witchcraft.
Yes, I remember really reading explain. That when I was finding it for you. Yes, right. It is witchcraft.
And basically, it's. I played the hour, and within the hour, it's just like walky, jumpy, and then it's adding in the new abilities as you go. So there was like you could charge, and that would knock a block or break a block out of the way, and so you could climb over the thing that was too high before. And then you're walking along, and there's a friggin' mouse. And the mouse is like, hey, I'm going to join you. I imagine the mouse to have a very deep voice. And
was there no audio or anything? It was
no.
Text-based.
It's just
truck driving.
Music. And so you pick up the mouse, and the mouse is like, if you throw me, I'll come back to you. So you lob the mouse, and the mouse crawls up, because the mouse can go around the ceilings and stuff. And yeah, it was a platformer.
Right.
It wasn't bad. It's just not my thing. Mm.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. That was it.
Chiz, you had Gateways that was...
Yes, Sam's basically summed up mine as well. yours platformer, which as you go on, you get new stuff and opens up more stuff, and there we go.
It was kind of supposed to be a sort of a portal
scenario. Early on, you get like your gateway gun.
Well, so was mine. The mouse, I could portal to the mouse.
Yeah, right.
So I used the mouse to go around stuff, and then I could teleport to the mouse.
Up until I got the gateway gun, it was just a very poor platformer.
Right.
And then once I got the portal gun, it was quite a cool effect how it worked, and it was a bit confusing. Like, obviously, like when you open up one portal, then you open another one, you walk through. Exactly the same way you played the portal games.
Mm-hmm.
But as you moved around, it's like the world would bleed through the portal, and
yeah,
it was quite a cool effect, but really confusing at the same time. But yeah, and the hour I played that, just more just the gateway gun, finding your way through the levels, collecting orbs, spending orbs, solving puzzles. I say, not a bad game, quite clever, but same as Sam, not really my sort of game.
Right.
It's like, as I'm just not really deeply into platform.
No.
Into platformers anymore.
Mine was still fine, but
cool little well made game. And if you enjoy that sort of game, then go for it.
Cool. Okay. Well, so for this week, Sam, you have a game called Dust Force. Clean up the world with style. As an acrobatic janitor, you are an adept force against dust and disorder. Leap and dash off walls and ceilings and defy, traverse precarious environments. Cleanse each level swiftly and thoroughly to achieve mastery in this 2D sweep-em-up platformer. Apologies, I've given you another platformer.
Oh, good.
So, but this looked interesting.
Yeah.
So that's Dust Force for Sam. This one is currently on Steam for $6.99.
$6.99?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I actually thought that one looked really good. I could have gotten you a cheaper one, but this one looked better. Chiz, you have Gary's Mod.
Oh, I'm totally friggin' jealous.
So
I was going to say, for next time, rather than Paul searching two games, should we not all search at least one game?
It's probably a better idea. So this one assumes that you have something with the Source Engine on, which I was reasonably sure you have something. So this one's Gary's Mod is a physics sandbox. Unlike regular games, there aren't any predefined aims or goals. We give you the tools and leave you to play. You spawn objects and weld them together to create your own contraptions. Whether that's a car, a rocket, a catapult, or something that doesn't have any name yet, that's up to you. So that sounded quite interesting.
I think I might have put a demo this while back. It's been kicking about a long time, and it's quite well known. Shall we go with that?
I've always fancied having a go.
Endures is no more room in hell.
This appeared as one of my friends had recommended it.
Did
you maybe like favorite air or something?
No, I haven't come back to it.
So this is when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth, a tribute to the highly acclaimed film series in the above quoted originated from No More Room in Hell.
It's basically like a co-op, up to 8 players sort of zombie game. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be pretty scary and pretty well done, and it's entirely free as well.
Awesome.
So we could all play, all three of us, kind of join in for that at some point and see what it's like.
Yeah, sounds good.
Before the show started, Bede sent me a message saying he's currently playing the Stanley Parable game.
I saw him playing the demo that. It's been getting pretty good reviews, though.
I don't know what it is at all. I was just wondering if...
I just wondered
if anyone else had
I've not seen too much. I've seen review scores, but I'm not entirely sure of what the game actually involves. But it's been getting pretty good reviews. It's partly well-written.
Cool. Well, we'll maybe get Bede on to the next show to tell us all about it.
Indeed. So if you want to get in contact and just let us know if you felt that the content of the show was a little bit too rich for your liking now, or if you liked the
wasn't that bad
bleeping.
At all,
it wasn't that bad, this one, actually.
Two bleeps, I think.
I've written down four.
Four?
But we'll deal with that.
No one said badger rape or any kind of stuff.
Nice. Thank you for that.
Nope, we've kept the sodomy quite low as well.
Mm-hmm. we'd really appreciate your feedback BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
Or you can tweet me at Paul Wheatley or the network at British Tech, and just let us know what you thought of it, if you prefer it this way. Also, if you could like us on Facebook, we have the Gamer Show. Quite a strong community going there, and on the Google Plus community as well.
What?
Quite a strong community going there.
On the Facebook, have we?
Yeah.
The Facebook.
Yeah, well, folk talk.
When?
Is it like real life when I leave a room and the party starts?
Yes, definitely. Also, if you want to follow Sam on Twitter, he's at Dr. Nasty Flaps.
Really? Is it not like Facebook, Hi Ed, Bede, and... Ross, really?
Yeah. Actually, that's a good point. We had a comment from Ed that I should have mentioned at the beginning of the show. It was about Grand Theft Auto and the online issues. But we'll maybe talk about that next time. Anyway,
yeah,
that's the show.
With the online.
Mm. That's our show. We will see you in 2 weeks. And yeah,
we should have we got one more podcast until we got the Xbox One, or should we have the Xbox Ones by then?
The Xbox One should arrive on the Friday, I think.
We've got 2 weeks of Friday, so probably.
Oh no, it's 2 weeks on Friday, so we'll have another show before the Xbox One comes out.
Just
that's good though, because then it gives you the full 2 weeks to crack on,
and then with the PS4 should come out.
Or we could do that.
Anyway, we'll
if anyone
set
can
off
be
the
bothered,
show,
send us a message. And if anyone actually bothers, we might do like a half-hour special.
Just
Xbox
on the Xbox One.
One.
Yeah, we could do. Okay, no worries. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
I wouldn't believe my flatmate was stealing from his work as a motorway maintenance guy until I got home and all the signs were there.